Speaking of which, you know, what about this anti-Semitism that's going on in Europe?
Yeah.
It's
never gone away.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's all
really,
you know, thousands and thousands of years we've had anti-Semitism. It's been lowered. It comes back. We had it, you know, during the Second World War. And then all of a sudden we have Germany emerging very liberal and all that. But this undercurrent of anti-Semitism has always been there, just like racism.
Exactly.
It's always there. And then it just bubbles up to the surface every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's horrible now.
Netanyahu is asking European Jews to come to Israel and
come home to Israel. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is the...
The people never been there. They live, grew up in whatever, in Germany or France.
It's a shame that they should have to move.
Well, they probably won't either, because it's not their home. Yeah.
No, but you can understand it. There were German Jews that lived in Germany during the Second World War, and that was their home.
Yeah.
And, you know, at a certain point, you know, if your life is in danger, you want to go to some place where you're going to be protected.
So what do you do about it? I think you get to know your neighbors. Does it take a century, something like that?
I mean, this is a big problem in Europe. You're also seeing the rise of a lot of right-wing populist political parties in many of these countries. And they also have, in addition to having anti-Semitic tints to them, they're also very anti-immigrant and have a lot of nasty rhetoric about Muslims as well. So this is kind of a confluence of factors. You had last year 7,000 Jews leaving France to Israel, but you also have been seeing a lot of Jews leaving Israel to go move to Berlin. So there's a lot of migration happening throughout the region. And to your point, yeah, a lot of European Jewish leaders this week have been saying in response to those comments that Europe is our home and this is the culture we help build. And the leaders of those countries are expressing support. But what is the next step? How are they going to combat this in their countries?